Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Friday Food Club, and this morning we're going to be finding out about Flamen Cooker from chef and restaurateur Regis Crepi. Also, his son Alex is here, and together they open the Emily Flamen Cooker restaurant in the Grafton, which is a great favourite with my niece, in part because the Flamen Cooker is so good, also in part because her best friend's name is Emily as well, so the two kind of go together. We'll talk a bit about that, and also about the Eat Cambridge Fringe event, where you can watch them in action next week. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us.
So tell us, to start off with, about the dish, the Flamen Cooker. It's pizza-ish, but it's a little bit different, isn't it?
It is a bit different. The biggest difference between a pizza and a Flammkuchen, Flammkuchen in German, it's the lack of yeast in a Flammkuchen. So you don't feel bloated. Not that I'm criticizing a pizza here.
Be careful, you are sitting next to a half Italian.
It's only half.
Yeah, but the half is from Sicily, so you've got to be double careful.
But it's really that. I mean, you don't have to stop eating pizza if you want to eat Flammkuchen.
No, of course not.
But it's good to you can have more Flammkuchen than pizza, and you'll feel very light, and you can still do sport. Now, the good thing about Flammkuchen is the fact that you can actually top it with different ingredients, and that makes it a bit different with a pizza as well, because you can't always do the same with pizza, although today they're trying to differentiate. Our Flammkuchen are extremely fast to cook. One and a half seconds, 90 seconds exactly.
Wow,
to cook.
That is really...
Not 1.5 seconds, 90 seconds.
90 seconds,
okay. We want to get out of 1.5 seconds one day.
That would be fast food.
90 seconds.
Sounds like a really long time now.
this is the principle. So we are not a fast food, but we are not a restaurant as such. Never fast food was served that good, and never a good food was served that fast. So that's a bit what we are.
People will know the restaurant in the Grafton in part because, well, it's a food van. Well, it isn't a food van. There's a van as part of the setup and the layout. It's bright yellow. What type of van actually is it?
It's Citroën H van.
Okay. I often wonder with these things, is there some supply house where everybody goes to get food vans?
There's a huge mass of them in France, everywhere. They're lying about. They're just rust buckets. But they're a good emblem of France, and obviously now the food truck revolution has really used that, because they stand out, they're beautiful vehicles. But in France, you go to Alsace, even in Alsace, there's... I can't remember the name of the town, but there's about 100 of them just lying across the road, all rusty, and then you just pay a guy to fix them up for you.
I guess it kind of doesn't need to work, really, because it's clearly not going anywhere anytime soon at the moment, because it's upstairs.
Van.
Yeah, your van.
Well, we're taking the engine out, unfortunately.
How did you get it up there? Did you just sort of disassemble it and then put it back together again, like that vehicle which ended up in one of the colleges many years ago?
Yeah, no, that was exactly it, yeah. We got the same students to build it up for us.
Yeah, yeah, probably their 70s now, I'd have thought, but
they're very nimble. It was bought in Manchester, they built it down. It came down, built, and then they disassembled it outside the Grafton and brought it up the escalator.
Mm. It's a puzzle.
It's a puzzle van. But then the axle... didn't fit up the escalator, and it kept on rolling down, so we had to push it along the road and bring it up to the car park, pay for a ticket, so that we could get it in, and none of that with
And the kitchen element of your exercise, that is, I'm trying to remember where that is. That in the van, or is that elsewhere?
It's an island right next to the van. The van is really mainly the bar, and the drinks, and the service. But the kitchen element is right next to it.
Because it's an unusual restaurant in lots of ways, not just for the van, but also because it's a major shopping centre, and you're an independent right in the middle of it.
Yes, absolutely. It was a decision we took about a year ago, and to go to Grafton. We thought that we had a fantastic support by the Grafton management and the company, and it was perfect setting for us, so we could do a blank canvas and design exactly as we wanted the first Flammkuchen restaurant in England. Are we happy? Yes, we're happy. We wish that we had more customers coming to Grafton and spend money with us more.
You've been in the restaurant business, I think, for some 35 years. Have you yes. done anything like this before?
Flammkuchen, I was more in the top end of the market. But Flammkuchen is very exciting. It's something which is completely new. And what is exciting is to be with my son.
I'm going to say, because Alex, what's your background? How did you...
I grew up in restaurants, actually.
Right.
And then I always wanted to stay within restaurants. Fine dining wasn't my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of details that I was really interested in the casual dining market and also just the business side of things. So having studied in the same university as my father and my mother.
Which one?
It's École Hôtelière de Lausanne. So it's in Switzerland. Hotel school. Good fun. Very, very good for if you want to study hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked at Gaucho, which is an Argentine steak brand in London.
Mm-hmm.
And I was managing their Piccadilly site and then came and did this really.
So where did the idea come from to sort of, you know, start doing this here in the middle of Cambridge out of a little Citroën van? I just... need to know.
When I used to go to Lausanne University or to go and see Alexander in university, we always go through Alsace, and I always thought that dish was quite interesting.
Mm.
So one day I thought, well, we will do something like that with Alexander if he really wants to. And after a few years with Gaucho, he said, look, I would like to do something today, and why don't we do that together? So we worked on it for about a year, 2 years, and set it up. And deciding to do the first one in at a Grafton in Cambridge. And Cambridge is the right town because we've got all the students and then a lot of different demographics, and we're very happy with what happened so far.
Hey, so the first one in Cambridge, how far away might you be from the number two, and where would that be?
In fact, funny enough, it might be centre of Cambridge. We'll stay in Cambridge, but it would be gravitating around Cambridge and the area, etc.
Okay.
We won't go to Japan yet.
Slow, little steps. And of course, next week it's Eat Cambridge. I met for the first time last week at the main event at the Guildhall. 2 weeks altogether, so just over a week left to run of Eat Cambridge. And next week you're putting on one of the fringe events, which will be able to, well, I guess people can come out of that and make their own flammkuchen. I doubt it'll be as good as yours, but they can have a go.
They might not be.
No,
they might not come into the kitchen to do the flammkuchen.
No,
they can take notes and see you do it.
And then we will talk at the same time while doing it. We'll talk about testing how to make them as well at home if they want to, and also the importance of the mixing of ingredients together, so they don't contradict each other in test. And the speed of cooking, some ingredients needs to, etc., cook a certain way so they can support the fast speed at 350 degrees. And we'll talk about all this, really.
Do you guys have loads of burns on your arms? I know a lot of pizza chefs, and they just have scars all over the place. Let's see. Okay, see? Yeah, that's the true mark of a chef. That's what they tell me. Right?
And I should be the rest of my video.
Occupational hazard, I guess, isn't it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what it looks like when I tan as well. So they'll be trying, there's a few starters and a welcome drink, and then there's up to 10 flammkuchen they'll be trying. We'll be doing some from the menu, some extra ones because it's a special event as well, and just being able to play around with some flavours. The fact that the pastry's so thin and crispy, it just adds an extra texture in the mouth, and then you can get all the flavour from the top. So it really does give a massive playing ground for my dad to play around with the things.
I suppose the toppings, whilst the The dish itself is taking 90 seconds. The preparation of the toppings will take varying lengths, won't they?
Yes, it does, but not that much. I mean, between if there is nobody in the restaurant, if you come to the restaurant and I cook a flammkuchen for you, from the moment you order it to it comes in front of you, about three minutes.
Mm. 3 minutes. Yeah.
3.5 minutes. Wow. So if the restaurant is full and we can do, I don't know, 200 covers on Saturday, it will take about maybe 5-7 minutes by the time it arrives. It all depends when you arrive, because there's no booking system. Mm. So people come in, sit down, they're being looked after. So it's quite fast. It's fast, but it's not long at all. No.
So if we want to go along, it's next week. Which day is it on the 23rd, your demo?
Thursday, 6:30 p.m.
Okay, and it's taking place, where is it taking place, actually, at the restaurant?
At the restaurant, okay. Yeah. So they need to call up, just book a, just call the restaurant and make a booking.
That's good.
And it's £20 a ticket, bargain.
Sounds good. Well, details, I know, are on the Eat Cambridge website. Really, really pleased that you came in to see us this morning on our Friday Food Club. Regis and Alex from our Emily, which will serve you a very nice flammkuchen in the Grafton. Thank you for coming in. And it's now 8:44. Cambridge 1.